The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show. I am your host, Nathan Ross, Tax CPA. I welcome you to the second show that we've started that deals exclusively with what I call REPs, which are real estate private partnership syndications. And for those of you that already know what a private partnership syndication is, I congratulate you on finding what's probably the most attractive asset space in the situations we find ourselves in today when you consider the rates of return that can be generated with the focus that most of our clients have, which is multifamily assets, apartment buildings, etc. And when you consider the incredibly abrupt inflationary trends that we've had hit us, you will come to understand and appreciate the I don't know that I would call it an enclave necessarily, but I would certainly consider it to be one of the most attractive places to have your money, given what appears to be much more than transitory inflation effects that we're experiencing now. Finally, our leaders are acknowledging that the inflation we're seeing is not transitory. It happens to be the worst we've had in 40 years, I believe, is the last time. But in any event, real estate is certainly not immune to inflation. I hear a lot of prognosticators say that, you know, with all the fixed mortgages and fixed this and fixed that, that, you know, effectively your money becomes worth more. I don't think I agree with that necessarily. I know I consult with clients that are investing in the here and now, and right now there's not many lenders that are offering fixed rate financing. There are a few situations that we can achieve that, but it's rare. Typically we're looking at 3-year variable rates. You know, the debt comes due in 3 years. We refer to it as bridge debt. It's more or less a temporary debt vehicle that in years past you might use it as a supplement to a Freddie or Fannie, what we call agency debt, that has typically fixed 10-year terms. But right now those are hard to come by. And you know, if you're purchasing a $30, $40, $50 million apartment building, trust me, a variable rate is a material event when those rates change. Moreover, the extension fees are very material, typically 1%. So, you know, on a $40 million loan, that's $400,000 for those of us that have a calculator close by. In any event, it still beats putting your money in the market, the yo-yo that the market represents, or, God forbid, leaving it sitting on the sidelines. I mean, can you imagine folks that now, as of last month, have, you know, I guess 6% is one way of looking at it. Less money, or 6.8, I believe, is the real number. And so for those that want to keep their money working and at least tread water, if not get a little bit ahead, then this particular asset space is definitely the one to look at. I want to point out to you that you know, our firm focuses on planning as opposed to reporting. You know, there's many, many reporters or CPAs out there that can very capably handle your tax return where they're simply reporting last year's data. We are looking at the current year and future years on not only how do we plan to achieve the lowest possible tax bracket, but how do we create wealth? And the latter really is more important. I mean, there's in many cases, depending on how you earn your money, there may not be a whole lot that anyone can plan for you to help mitigate taxes. It's very difficult, for instance, when we work with couples that have two W-2s, especially higher income W-2s, and that's it. You know, they don't have any side gig or any of their own trader businesses, which that gives us some opportunities, certainly, to do more. But in any event, you know, the concept of making more money will typically beat saving taxes almost any day of the week. And if we can get you to consider, you know, the rep investment space, I think the, you know, over the last 20 years that I've watched this space working with clients, generally there's a 10 to 30% type year rate of return that's very achievable. So, and that's consistently, and that's, you know, while you're asleep at night. I mean, effectively, a property gets more valuable as the income increases once certain things are undertaken after acquisition that you can do to help stimulate higher net operating income, whether it's cutting expenses, whether it's putting a smart home package in, maybe adding a dog exercise facility, putting covered parking in, valet trash. There's a number of ways that we have to increase the net operating income of a property and help raise the net operating income to a point where the property is more valuable. You raise the property net OI or NOI $100,000, and in an easy math scenario, if we had 10% cap rates, which we don't right now, that adds $1 million in value. And that can literally happen several months after you buy a property. And you know, certain of the syndicators, the sponsors, are better at that than others. That's part of your challenge, is to locate those, and that's something we can help you with. That said, those guys tend to take more of a chunk of the profit because they know what they're doing. So, you know, a grand slam might only be a single. Well, there's a lot of people that hit singles, and some of those folks may pro forma or project a single and end up hitting a double. So, you know, this is a very difficult conundrum at times when you're looking at a private placement memorandum and you're trying to juggle all the competing variables. And so that's what we do at times, and we are in the very near term going to launch our spreadsheet tool. It's embedded in our website at beaplanner.com. That's BEAPLANNER, where we will have a fee for this service, but effectively you can subscribe to a service where we look at and analyze the math behind each of the complicated set of documents that you'll look at to make it easy for you to understand, hey, here's how these transactions pro forma, and these are the ones that maybe I'm going to take a further look at, is the way to look at it. It's a radar type tool. In any event, I hear we're coming to the end of our first segment. We'll be back in a few minutes here. If you want to call in, ask a question, the number is 281-558-5738. We'll be right back with the Be A Planner Syndication Math Show.
Checka Pro Joe here. Tired of lousy service from the average home service provider? Well, I was too. That's why I started Checka Pro. Tune in this Saturday at 10 a.m. to get involved in the movement. I'll see you at 10 a.m. this Saturday for the Checka Pro Radio Show on AM 700 KSEV.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, this is Louis Flory. You've been relying on Ability Tree Experts for decades to protect and maintain the valuable trees on your property. You can continue to rely on the same professional services. So call Ability Tree Experts at 281-441-4179 today.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Show's, or the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And we were just starting to talk more about what the real estate private partnership syndication space consists of. And I wanted to, mention right up front the whole reason we're doing a show on private real estate partnership syndications is because with the current paradigm, you do not need to go join necessarily. You may choose to, but you don't need to go join a group, a platform, a membership organization to gain access to the transactions, you know, as you did maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. In the current paradigm, it's kind of akin, I guess I'd compare it to the real estate travel agent business, where when's the last time you bought your ticket through the travel agent? You know, it's all online. You do your research online, you find your flights online, you compare how many stops you're going to have, you can see the aircraft type, you can do multiple stops, all the things that we as travelers need to know that we used to just call a travel agent and say, hey, can you find me something? And of course, they never find you. Well, I shouldn't say never. I know in my case, I'm pretty picky, and I to me, there was a difference between two stops and a 747 or four stops that included a couple 777s, a couple 737s. In there. So, you know, now with something like Google Flights, it's so easy to get that information. As I'm often said with my journey, I go back and forth between Bangkok, Thailand and Houston and or San Antonio. It used to turn what literally felt like sitting for the SAT exam into a pop quiz when I could use something like Google Flight. So, you know, it's much the same in the syndication space now. And, you know, the beauty, and of course there's risks that come with opportunities that didn't exist or don't exist perhaps in some cases in the old school membership platform. And, you know, some of the membership platforms are what I would call closed systems, where, you know, you can only invest with folks that are certified and trained by that platform. You can't avail yourself of other options, perhaps other types of assets. Maybe you've got an interest in investing in an industrial type property or a medical facility or a retail property. Well, you may not find that if you join certain platforms, because they're more attuned to apartments or they're more attuned to hotels. So it's nice in the current paradigm that we have a pretty much unfettered choice as to the types of assets. It gives us a certain diversification that you might not achieve within the old school platforms where, you know, you're limited. Now, that said, some of the investor platforms don't have closed systems. They're more of an open system. But then you've really got to watch out for the different structures that get put in place, the fees that get charged, the way that your money is treated in terms of capital returns, whether it's return of your investment when you get a distribution or it's return on your investment. And these are key topics that if you don't understand the issue or key concepts, you can end up getting significantly less money out of that transaction than you might otherwise. So these are things that, you know, hopefully you learn about, or I would suggest if you don't understand them, you need to just put the hit the pause button on your investing until you do. And we are working on content on our website to help you understand that. And then, of course, if you decide to subscribe and work with us, you'll have access to specific transactions, specific platforms, et cetera. And we'll be watching and interpreting those deal structures for you so you don't get caught unawares. But in any event, you know, I think it's just an amazing time we find ourselves with these options. And again, provided you've got somebody that's helping you understand and assess, there's no question it's just like having Google Flights, in my case, to deal with picking an airline ticket at the best possible combination of values. And our target is to help you invest your money in transactions that will theoretically, hypothetically in some cases, well, hypothetically in all cases, but obviously the hypothetical gets proved out at a point. But our target, let's say, is to achieve a what we call a 2.0 equity multiple, which means we double the money you put into a transaction. If you put $100,000 into a transaction, we want to see the money double and not more than 4 years. Less than 4 years would be wonderful, but if it goes out past 4 years, well, then you are not meeting the objective that we show you when we run our illustration, the 401 math illustration, if you're using self-directed 401 trust that we work with, or our syndication math illustration that is soon to be available. We assume that there are transactions out there. We know there are. We're not just assuming. We're going to identify them where they pro forma at least to a 2.0 equity multiple. And it's not to say that you don't consider some that maybe do get to a 2.0 equity multiple after 5-6 years, etc. There's reasons why that might be a better transaction. Perhaps the sponsor is more experienced, they're more rational when it comes to doing their pro forma numbers. They've been to the finish line many times. In other words, they understand what's involved. They treat your money in an investor-friendly fashion instead of raping and pillaging your funds. And, you know, there's reasons why the fees are warranted. However, in many cases, the fees are not warranted. And an apartment building, fortunately or unfortunately, and I think it's fortunate, is not like, for instance, an oil and gas well where you might lose every dollar you put in the first time a well's drilled, or you might hit the lotto because there's more reserves found than what any geologist anticipated. No, an apartment building is a known quantity. The National Apartment Association tracks statistics on virtually every apartment in the country. The Texas chapter, the NAA, does the same. The Houston chapter does the same. I'm not going to suggest that a monkey could execute a plan that would get 80 to 90% of the benefit out of it. That's going a little bit too far, but you get the point. The point is, it's not an unknown. We know exactly what those assets are capable of. The question is, are we investing our money with a sponsor or syndicator or lead partner, you know, choose your term, that maybe does just a little bit better than the last owner in terms of fully exploiting the value of those assets. And a little bit turns into a lot of bit when you realize that every dollar is worth a multiple, depending on the cap rate and the valuation. And that's the reason that you can literally invest in an apartment transaction that within 2 or 3 years might return all of your money on a refinance, and you still own the asset. You still go forward. Maybe you refinance again in several years as the net operating income is further enhanced, and then maybe 7, 8, 9 years out, you sell the asset. And so when you add up all of those returns that have come in over the years, the what I call the interim cash flows or operational cash flows, which are the months or quarters where gross rents exceeds the expense load, and so the syndicator or sponsor sends out a distribution. That's an what I call operational cash flow or interim cash flow. So you add that to the cash flows that you received or the distributions you received on a refinance, and then you add the distribution you get when the property is sold, and you add all that up and divide it by the invested capital, and that's where we'd like to see, again, if you put $100,000 in, we'd like to know that you get $200,000 out, hopefully over 4 years. If not, within, if it's going to come out over 8 years, you're looking for a 4.0 equity multiple. And again, those transactions are out there, and it's not all of them. And it's not even something that I would tell you is a failure if it doesn't get there. Again, you've got to look at asset quality. You've got to look at the background of the sponsor. You know, how valuable, how safe is that asset if things, you know, if the wheels come off in the economy and now it's desperate times, you know, has your lead partner or your syndicator, have they ever had hardship? You know, have they reacted, good or bad? You'd want to know that on the front end if you can get that sort of information out of them. And, you know, when you think about how hard and long you've worked and saved to get your capital, there's no stupid questions as far as I'm concerned. And if it's ever treated that way, then I would say you pull back and wait for the next train that's coming into the station, because there are a lot of transactions that are coming available these days. You know, speaking of, I know, you know, there's multiple platforms which we will identify. We'll have those resources on our website, but there's no question I like the fact that you've got some choices for those of you that are listening in Houston, right here in Houston. Houston's one of the, I don't know if it'd be the capital, I think California actually has more syndications, at least dollar-wise, but I believe Texas is number three on the list in recent years, and so there's a lot of opportunity right here in town. And when you look at the ability that you have to go walk the properties, you know, as I've said many times, hug the syndicator, punch the syndicator, whatever action's needed at the time. It's just a different model for investing than if you're looking at putting money into private equity, for instance, on Wall Street with a REIT or a real estate investment trust or some other option, because there you'll never meet the people that are running the transaction. They are literally strangers that you're providing your capital to, and I would suggest to you that the local options go a long way towards allowing you to get that feel good, if you will, by looking somebody in the eye. And anyway, that's just what I've observed over the past 20 years or so. I hear the music coming once again, so we're going to be taking a break again. If you'd like to call in, it's phone number is 281-558-5738, or you can text me at 713-782-1900, or you can email me at nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Mass Syndication Show.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross. We were discussing some of the issues involved with investing in real estate private partnership syndications. You know, it's a area that's got many, many new opportunities, new syndicators, new platforms for getting information on transactions that have been vetted by the platform. Doesn't necessarily mean it's been vetted with the information that you might seek, but at least it's a starting point. And typically it shows that someone's checked as much as you can on someone's background, how many transactions they've undertaken in the past, et cetera, et cetera. And in a similar fashion, I know that some of the membership, what I call the old school way of investing, they also too vet some of the syndicators, some more closely than others. And some of those platforms also restrict the magnitude of the fees that are being charged by the syndicators. Because understand, unlike the good old days of, a year or two ago, you know, typically you wouldn't have a syndicator promoting a transaction where they're literally going to reach in and take anywhere from $1 million to $2 or $3 million out on what I call day zero. You know, it's the day that you close before you've done anything in terms of operating the property. And I'm not even counting the fees that you could call a fee that involves the syndicator's promote, which is the override that they're given in the transaction to where maybe there's an 80-20, 75-25, 70-30 split of the cream or the profits between the passive investor and the sponsor. And, you know, I know syndicators that look at that promote as being secondary now. It used to be primary because that used to be all they would get besides the obligatory property management fee and asset management fee that every transaction in this space will have. That's a given. But what's not a given is significant acquisition fees, due diligence fees, debt placement fees, equity raise fees, construction management fees, refinance fees, disposition fees, et cetera, to where when you look at those fees and add those fees up, the syndicator is pulling, depending on the size of the transaction, significant funds. I see many transactions that over that spread from beginning to end will have another $5 million or more, plus the promote, which on a, if you do the math, if the syndicator is getting a 20% promote or override on a transaction that requires a $15 million capital raise, well, you can do the math. You know, a 20% promote, that's a $3 million chunk of change that syndicator is being handed. Now, it's not handed to them in the form of cash. It's handed to them in the form of the sharing ratio, where they're taking a chunk of the sharing ratio out of the total pie of 100%. And if you think about that, if you're putting $100,000 in to the till, that if you were going to go out and buy your own apartment building, this is the way to think about it. If I were to go buy my own apartment building, I own 100% of the building. I own 100% of the sharing ratio. I get whatever drops to the bottom line, that's mine. I haven't given any of that away. Okay. Now, yes, you're going to pay some property management fees. You're doing that anyway. Even in these transactions, you're paying a typically a 3% of gross rentals and property management. But what I'm looking at is the significant capital dilution that occurs in these transactions. And it's not, you're never going to see a transaction where it doesn't have some capital dilution. What I'm referring to is the difference between a 20 or 25% dilutive effect and one of 50%, which is where a lot of the transactions today end up at, meaning they may start at 25 or 30%, but then once the syndicator has gotten you a certain portion of your capital back, or your capital back plus some sort of return on your investment, then they're jacking the rest of the transaction share up to as much as I've seen 50% fairly routinely now once they return 100% of your original capital. Well, that's not to say you're anywhere close to a 2.0 equity multiple that we alluded to earlier. You're only halfway there. So, and then moreover, many of these transactions, you don't even get a vote in whether or not to sell the property. And, you know, when you compare that or add that to the fact that the disposition fee is typically paid off the top in front of your money being paid by the same party that's getting the disposition fee. So they make the decision to sell without your input in most cases, not in all, but in most. And then they're getting that fee. And so naturally, you might see that a sale might happen before you've gotten all your money back because it was, you know, the right time to do it. I mean, of course, the syndicator's never going to indicate, well, you know, I figured out that my fee was an adequate amount or this was a great time to sell. That's not how they explain it. And so I'm going to caution you, and, you know, this is one thing we look at on every transaction, is what's the likelihood you're getting your money back before those kind of shenanigans play out? Because we would suggest there's enough investor-friendly syndications out there where, in fact, you've got your money back plus a nice return before that final transaction can occur. And, you know, the problem with the model where you have no control over when something gets sold, and you combine that with these enormous fees that are getting pulled out of these transactions up front, you can understand why one of the probably the top six most egregious overreaches that's going on in this space right now is the prospect that the syndicator is overpaying for the project to begin with. Right out of the chute, they're paying more per unit than, you know, it would seem to make sense. It's just that when they're putting very little of their own money in it, or they may be putting some money in it, but of course they've got the upfront fees that likely is much more than what they're putting in. But it begs the question on why are we paying, besides the fact that the multifamily apartment market is a very hot market right now. It's got assets that are trading in the stratosphere, and so that exacerbates this issue. And if you talk to people that have purchased apartment buildings for many years and you ask them, well, gee, you know, why aren't you buying anything right now? And one of the big reasons that you'll hear come back is, well, gee, everything is so overpriced because all these syndicators, they're working with money that's really not their money. And so there's very few tripwires on how much they can pay. I mean, you don't know when you're looking at a private placement memorandum and you're thinking about putting $100,000 in. The syndicator doesn't really tell you where the soft spots are in the transaction. They're making it sound like that 50 or 60 year old Class C apartment building, Class C now, you know, several levels removed from a Class A building, they're making it sound like that, hey, you know, we're going to take this old property, it's in a semi-decent location, and we're going to put wood-like quote-unquote, flooring in. We're going to upgrade appliances. We're going to put maybe some covered parking in. We're going to do all these things to make that property super nice. Not an A-class property, because you can't turn a 50- or 60-year-old property into an A. By the way, nor should you try, because it's very difficult to change the character of the property, maybe more than a half or a third click on the class ranking. So, you know, you might take a C minus and turn it into a C plus. That's possible. But the reality is usually there's too much history that comes with a property to where for that specific area it's in, doesn't matter how much or how nice you make it, you're not going to find enough fish swimming around the pond to pay an extra 20-25% in the rental rate for those units. And I see that pro forma all the time, where these syndicators just assume there's an unlimited number of people living in an acquisition that they're targeting, where they're just going to accept another $150 to $200 a month because now they've got nicer flooring, nicer appliances, maybe some covered parking, which that's going to get billed extra for. That'll be over and above the rent increase. And, yeah, I don't think that's the case. I don't see it. And I think that there's so many transactions that are appealing to that niche that, if nothing else, those same tenants are going to have other choices, you know, in the submarket they're in, to maybe go into a building that's half that age with maybe a nicer overall finish and maybe a better location. And so I would tell you that some of this is in the intangible side. It's not necessarily the mass side, but I'm pretty sensitive when I review transactions to look at what is that top line rental growth projected to be in 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, et cetera, because that's key not only for whether you're going to achieve the throughput necessary to get you to your return on investment pro forma. It's also part of the story that will need to be told to refinance the bridge debt, that temporary debt that I mentioned early on. That's part of the story you need, or the syndicator is going to need, to convince a lender to fund an agency type debt, 10-year or greater payback. And you know, that's I don't know, that's having been there in the 2008, 2009, and 2010 time frame, when I saw more than a few clients that were in transactions that had a very difficult time refinancing, and they were only refinancing a piece of the overall debt structure. It wasn't 100% of the debt structure, which is what we're seeing now. I mean, we're seeing 75% loan to value loans that are 100% bridge debt. And I'm just telling you, that's a recipe for disaster. With inflation, the cap rate demands are going to go up. Investors will have other options for their money. They're going to expect more when they decide they're going to buy an apartment building. They're not going to buy it at the cap rate that your partnership is buying it for now, and it's not going down. That's for sure, with the inflationary trends we have now affecting competing rates of return for other asset classes. So it's going to be something that you have to watch. There's not a whole lot you can do other than try to get the best, or your partnership can do, other than get the best terms they can now. We see that. I just had several clients that were in a transaction that just closed where the interest rate they got was nominally better. Several of the features were better. The occupancy was already higher before they actually closed. And you look at those transactions as being those that will have the story necessary to get that debt refinanced at a later point, if that's even a bridge type debt. I think on that transaction it was agency debt, which is a real win for that group. Hear the music again. We're coming up to the end of the third segment. Feel free to call us, 281-558-5738, or shoot me a text, 713-782-1900, or email me, nathan@nprost.com. We'll be right back to the Be a Planner's Syndication Mass Show shortly.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
What's worse than a roof that leaks? A roof that leaks after you've spent hundreds of dollars to repair it. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing and Contracting, Houston's number one roofing and contracting company.
We get calls all the time from people who have used fly-by-night contractors to repair their storm damage. They spend a day on the roof, collect your money, and you never hear from them again.
And the roof still leaks. Why put yourself through that? Use a contractor with a verifiable history of experience. Tejas Roofing and Contracting, A-plus rated by the BBB, certified master elite contractors with GAF.
Our experienced crews have been working together, repairing and replacing roofs in Houston for over 37 years. This work is top-notch, and the roof won't leak. The cleanup is second to none. You won't even know we've been there.
Go to TejasRoofing.com or call us at 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing. 281-251-0304.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
From all of us here at Chris X Radio, we want to thank you for being part of this program. Without you, there would be no us. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here's to 2022 being fantastic and huge, okay? Okay.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner's Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And for those of you that listen to us on Saturdays, I guess I should have mentioned that. We also have a show Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. Central Time, and we talk about tax strategies to help people achieve twice the financial freedom that they might otherwise gain through some of these investments by using the right tax code section to execute their investing under. And if you're just now getting in to the real estate syndication space, and maybe you've just joined one of the platforms and you happen to have significant amount of 401k money or IRA money, please consult with someone that understands the options as to how you can use that money not just where it sits, but you can use it without exposing it to tax and giving away 30 to 40% of your family's nest egg before you've ever started down the investment trail. And, you know, there's one optimal way of doing that. And if you live in the great state of Texas and you're happily married, there's a legal maneuver that we execute to help repartition your retirement plan assets over to your spouse, and then your spouse can roll that money into a self-directed 401 trust. If you qualify, there are some conditions which we will assess for you, complimentary. And if you qualify, it is an amazing opportunity to get control of your money, invest in real estate, and then it won't be long. It'll be much shorter than it would be otherwise that you'll be able to, quote, retire, end quote, or rather do, as Marvin Zindler used to say, do whatever makes you happy. And, you know, it beats the option where you send 30 or 40% of your money to the IRS. You're giving the government their share at that point. We say, how about you keep that share working, generating, again, somewhere between 10 and 30% a year for the rest of your life for your family's net worth. And we'll show you what that looks like if you care to see it. Just go to our website, baplanner.com. That's BEAPLANNER.com. And you'll see the intake form link top right of the page. Fill those forms in, schedule a call at the schedule a call link, and I'll be happy to show you complimentary in live living color the same illustration that you see at the bottom of that homepage. And if it doesn't wet your juices to think that on a $350,000 401 account that literally an extra $22.5 million will accrue to your net worth if you keep it invested, and if you keep it invested in the right transactions, and even if they're the wrong transactions, it's a lot more than the rate that the IRS will pay you over the next 30 years. Last time I checked, the IRS still doesn't pay a very good rate when you invest that, in this case, in this example, $94,500. With the IRS. You know, the rate's still nada, zero, the last time I looked. And so we'll take, we'll help you take that $94,500 and put it into two more transactions that will pay you each and every year for the next 30 years. We look at this on a 30-year view, and I understand you're going to tell me, well, you know, I've got to keep it invested. I can't start living on that piece. That's a true statement. That's what this assumes. Now, you don't have to do that, but what's the assumption when you rip the Band-Aid off and go ahead and just send the money to the IRS? You're never going to see that money again, period. We're suggesting, hey, let's invest this money. It may only be for 5-10 years. It doesn't matter. It's still a significant inflow to your family's net worth. And if you treat it like the money that you would have sent to the IRS, in other words, you don't touch it for 30 years, $22,432,000. Prove it. Get a cheap $4 Walmart calculator. Multiply 94,500 times 1.2 times 1.2 times 1.2. Go out 30 times. Be sitting down. When you look at the total on your calculator, it'll be $22 million plus dollars. It's simple math. And for anyone that calls themselves a guru or a self-made millionaire to not understand that concept, or to at least act like they don't understand it, is just absolute insanity. And yet I see it many times, hear it on the radio, hear it in person at various events. And I'm just telling you, when somebody tells you that, you need to start questioning everything else you're being told. And for God's sake, don't hand them a $20,000 check if they're still saying that when it comes time to either join or to walk out. And just understand, you can do this with some help, some coaching, some strategizing. You don't have to fall prey to the huge $20,000 plus membership fees to be told some of the stuff you're being told. That said, those same platforms do a lot of things right. If you want to be a member of a platform, if you get a feel good by being part of a group, and it's worth that kind of money, hey, go for it. We still work with you. The bulk of our clients are members of these platforms. We understand how they work. We'll help you exploit the platform so that you don't fall prey to some of the nonsense that you'll hear, but rather you'll stay focused like a laser beam on analyzing and finding the right transactions to go in with our help. In any event, we've just got a few minutes left, but I wanted to, for those of you that maybe are watching or listening, rather, I'm sorry, from home and have a computer in front of you and maybe on the beaplanner.com website, or perhaps you're able to listen through a Bluetooth device on your phone and you can navigate it on your cell. It's not really the type of thing you want to look at on a cell phone screen because it's a spreadsheet. Ultimately, it's going to have probably close to 100 columns on it. Right now, I've just got placeholder info. None of this is real data, but it shows you the column headings are real data, and it's, you know, I don't know, 15 or 20 out of the 100. But I just want to give you some taste for what it is that you're going to be able to see. You won't know who the transaction is unless you're paying us and you've actually inquired about the transaction, but we'll help you learn how you can inquire about transactions. We'll help steer you to the right platforms. But effectively, included in the metrics we're going to show you, one of the most important ones is column three. It says SEC 506. And what that is a reference to which section of the crowdfunding statute or crowdfunding rules that these transactions are offered under. And typically you're going to see either B or C type transactions, which a B is a transaction that's offered to both accredited and sophisticated, up to 35 or say non-accredited investors. Up to 35 can participate, plus an unlimited number of accredited investors. Accredited investors are those that have $1 million or more in net worth, or between husband and wife earn $300,000 per year for the last 3 years. And so that's who can participate. And then occasionally you'll see a CF transaction, which is the crowdfunding statute, which doesn't even require a sophistication level. And by the way, sophistication means that you've taken some training, some education with these rules and understand the metrics so that theoretically you're not going to be taken advantage of. Now, I would tell you that isn't really in practice what it translates to. Just like with an accredited investor, people that have $1 million net worth are supposed to be magically sophisticated enough to where they won't be taken advantage of. And so if a transaction's offered under C, then the syndicator can advertise it, can more widely promote it, etc., than a B. Whereas with the B, you have to have a pre-existing relationship with the syndicator where you've attended webinars or you've met them at events or whatever. So we identify that right off the cuff, because if you're sophisticated, you don't want to waste your time looking at a transaction that's offered under 506C. You can't participate. So we help you identify that right up front. We show you the equity multiple, the EMX. We use 2.0 as a base, which we'll explain more as we add more content here. And then assorted other key points. How long are we going to hold this property minimum? How long is the max? What's the five-year internal rate of return? What's the lowest year's cash-on-cash return? What's the highest cash-on-cash year? When do we project refinancing? This is just, and the next with distributions. Our operational cash flows, return on your capital or of your capital, etc. In any event, the music's coming. We're coming to the end. I'd hoped to get further through this, but it's okay, because next week I'll probably have it pretty much wrapped up. You'll be able to see more about it, and then we'll start offering it on a subscription basis here fairly soon. In any event, I enjoyed this week's show. We'll be back next week, AM 700 at 7 a.m. It has a nice ring to it. We'll look forward to seeing you then. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.